This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. H. Ross Perot died this morning at age 89 of leukemia. He was born in Texarkana in June of 1930 and became a bigger-than-life entrepreneur and Texas billionaire. Perot ran twice for president, first as an independent and then as a third-party candidate. He was also a philanthropist. We look at his legacy in Texas that includes giving millions publicly and even anonymously. As a teenager, Henry Ray Perot changed his name to Henry Ross Perot and went by H. Ross Perot for the rest of his life.
He always thought very big.
Morton H. Meyerson was hired by Perot in the 1960s to work at Perot's new company, Electronic Data Systems. In time, Meyerson became the president of EDS.
He imagined a multi-billion dollar company at a time where people like me would have been imagining a $10 million company. It was radical scale differences.
Meyerson says Perot launched EDS with $1,000 from his wife, Margot. It took off after winning contracts from healthcare providers like Blue Cross Blue Shield.
And it actually shocked me. 1 month was equal to a year's revenue. So if you multiply those numbers, they're astronomically large.
Meyerson says in addition to financial success, EDS pioneered the concept of global outsourcing. In 1984, General Motors bought EDS for $2.5 billion. Perot's story changed in 1992 when he ran for president as an independent candidate. He campaigned against the nation's growing deficits and debt and criticized the North American Free Trade Agreement. In a debate with President George H.W. Bush and candidate Bill Clinton, Perot said NAFTA would take American jobs.
You can move your factory south the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25. That's assume you've been in business for a long time. You've got a mature workforce. Have no health care. That's the most expensive single element in making a car. Have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement. And you don't care about anything but making money. There will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Perot got 19% of the votes, the most of any third-party candidate in nearly a century. Republicans say he cost George Bush the re-election. Perot ran again 4 years later, pulling just 8% of the vote. His legacy might have been sealed, but Kern Wildenthal knew better. The president emeritus of UT Southwestern Medical Center says Perot gave millions to North Texas institutions.
He wanted the medical school here in Dallas to be as good as any, and we were very young and small. He became convinced that this little medical school really did have a chance to join the big boys.
Wildenthal figures Perot gave $100 million to institutions like UT Southwestern. He also helped veterans in need.
And there was nobody else like him, and they broke the mold when they made him. But above all, he wanted to do good for others, and he did that through his actions and through his philanthropy.
Family spokesperson James Fuller says Perot was surrounded by his devoted family when he died this morning. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.